semanas, 5 horas a la semana, de lunes a viernes, unas gotas de listening and speaking, enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos, no existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Bienvenido al curso para aprender inglés mientras duermes. Durante los próximos días voy a acompañarle en sus sueños con hipnosis pedagógica y usted hablará inglés en 5 días. Garantizado. Ahora busque un lugar cómodo, túmbese con los pies en alto, cierre los ojos y relájese. Relax, relax.
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen los milagros para aprender inglés mientras duermes, por mucho que te guste la idea. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Grupovaughan.com.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Vaughan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hats. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no... It's show with no name time.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go.
Juanjo,
tell them what it's called.
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. As Danny said, well, you guys have to follow us on Twitter. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. Also on Facebook, because every Friday we go live and you can watch the show on Facebook. So again, that's I'm Alberto Alonso, right? Well, I'll tell you something, folks. As always, this show is totally interactive. So we urge you to interact with us on Twitter daily, right? And we also urge you to interact with us on Fridays on Facebook if you're like me, a visual person. And learning languages is a visual thing, right? So in fact, there's something really interesting. Speaking of visual, Instagram is something I've been using a lot lately because it's very visual, and I've been using it with pronunciation things, quizzes, challenges. So if you guys are on Instagram and you want to be a part of my little experiment, yesterday, since I didn't do a live show, I did a live Instagram video, which is still on my page. You can check it out. I was about 45 minutes chatting with you guys. So thanks to all my followers all over the place, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Instagram, YouTube as well. Thanks for being there. Guys, remember, don't just follow me. Follow Vaughn as well. And this way you'll have tons of great content, English content. And as I said, we're always, every day, myself, my colleagues here at Vaughn, other English teachers who I've told you about, tweeters, right? Twitter teachers or Instagram teachers, are what I really want to say. I hate to say the word. It sounds so big, but I think what we're doing is revolutionizing the way English is taught and learned in the digital world. And this was something 5 years ago that didn't exist, 10 years ago. So these are new mediums. And what we're doing is adapting the content that we have to these new mediums. So what do I ask from you guys? If you love what you get on my social media sites, share it. Spread the word. That's all. You know, it's all free, as you know. So if you like what you see, spread the word. Tell people there's a fun way to learn English on social media, and that social media doesn't have to be a negative thing. Lately, you know, they say, oh, Twitter, people are so negative, and oh, you know, with the case in Almeria, give her the death penalty, you know, a lot of anger, right? And, well, what we're here to do, I think the tweeters, the other tweeters, myself, you guys, the students, I think what we're doing here on a daily basis is changing that and making, social media a place where you can enrich yourself, not just your vocabulary. So folks, that said, make sure you're following, Twitter and Facebook. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. On Instagram, it's Alberto_Alonso. All right. And, well, another way that you can participate during the show is on the Vaughn Radio app. Now, if you guys don't have the app, I know in Spanish you say una app. That's a lot. It's mucha palabra, no? We just say app. It's one syllable. App. It's no fluye. It doesn't roll off your tongue, does it? Right? We have a Vaughn Radio app. It's totally free. If you don't have it, download it now. This way, you can participate in our pop quizzes. Now, pop quizzes are examen sorpresa, surprise quizzes. And usually, well, not usually, always, when a teacher gives you a pop quiz, you should know the material. It's material that we've seen. So are you guys ready over here? Okay. Here we go. okay. I'm looking for a hard one, Juanjo. Es que quiero uno muy, muy difícil aquí. Okay. Here's one that people mix up. It seems easy, but it's not always easy. Okay. I want you guys to fill in the blank. That's the way these pop quizzes work. Fill in the blank on the Vaughn Radio app. This place, a bell. Okay. Now in Spanish, it would be me suena, right? Now in English, we can also use other ways. It looks familiar if it's something visual. It sounds familiar if it's something we're hearing, right? It looks familiar. It sounds familiar. So, that's one way to say it, but there's another way we say it that a lot of people make mistakes here with this one. So be careful with this one. Okay. So this place, a bell. Okay. And in Spanish, the translation would be, este sitio me suena. Okay. Good luck, guys. I think it's pretty easy, but hey, you never know. Also, guys, another way to participate, and I think this is probably the most revolutionary way, not because of the technology, but just, because the way you guys have been making the most of this new addition to the show. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about every Thursday we do Question of the Week, where I ask you guys to share something with us in English verbally. I want you guys to send us a WhatsApp voice message, and this way, well, I can help you guys not only with your vocabulary, your structure, common mistakes, all that stuff, but I can also help you with your pronunciation, linking, and all that fun stuff. All right, guys? And remember, I'm not only going to help you with your English. I studied theater. I studied acting. I had every semester, I had voice and speech classes. So a lot of people say, you're a good communicator. Well, I studied this shit. I know this. So not only as an English teacher, but I can help you. Careful with your inflection. Careful, you're going too fast. So if I can help you not just become a better English speaker, but become a better communicator in general, then I can go to bed tonight feeling good. All right, guys. Well, I've got... I forgot to tell them the phone number, Juanjo, if they want to participate in Question of the Week. ¿Cómo era el número de teléfono?
Mándanos tus historias, anécdotas y participa en nuestros retos. Mándanos tus mensajes de voz por WhatsApp al 636-420-300. 636-420-300. El show with no name. Ahora más interactivo. Activo. Toma nota del número 636-420-300. 636-420-300. Desde ahora, ese es tu número.
That's right, guys. So drop us a line. Dinos algo. Drop us a line. Try and do it before, Thursday. Okay. So you've got all day today and all day tomorrow, because if you send it to us on Thursday, it might be too late. And we want to hear all your answers, guys. Of course we do. I mean, that's why we're asking these questions. I want you guys to participate as much as possible in this show, in your interactive English class, right? This week's question of the week, sometimes I make them hard, sometimes they're easier, you know, but I think this one, it's a good one as well. And it makes you think a little bit. I want to make you think a little bit, and I want you guys also to be able to express yourselves in English. Now, keep it under a minute, right? Another skill, habilidad, is being succinct, being direct, not beating around the bush, andando con rodeos, right? So I want you guys to practice not only your English, your pronunciation, using expressions, but I want you to practice getting to the point, being, you know, hi, blah, 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 blah. I'm calling from blah, 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 blah. And my answer is blah, 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 blah. And you know what? That's more effective than saying, and also, and then, and because. So guys, I don't just want you to focus on the English here, okay? And this way we'll really, really make the most of this section. And I'll tell you something. Juanjo, yo quiero un aplauso, a nice round of applause. You guys got it. I mean, you really took it and ran with it, como decimos en inglés. Lo cogisteis y lo llevasteis. And that means in English, if you took it and ran with it, you really got the section and you really made the most of it. So excellent stuff, guys. We look forward to hearing. Remember, look forward to plus ing. We look forward to hearing your stories this Thursday. So what's something that used to be important to you, and now just isn't? So something that used to be, something that was, right? El justo es un pasado. Something that used to be important to you that is no longer important to you. No, ya no es importante para ti. So, you know, what I'm thinking things that maybe in our childhood were really, really important, and now they're trivial, petty things that we don't waste our time thinking about. So I want you to think about it, then send us a WhatsApp voice message. Again, the phone number is country code 34-636-420-300. Okay, guys? And if you've participated in the past, great. Keep improving. If you haven't participated, I want you to take that step. I know you can do it. And no one's going to laugh at you. If you're thinking, oh, if I send a message, someone's going to laugh at me. Not in a million years. Not on this show. And if somebody does laugh at you, I'll kick them out of the class. I don't tolerate that shit in my class. We never, ever put someone down in my class for trying. right? So, and that's not going to happen. My superstar students aren't like that. All right, guys. Well, I've got some comments rolling in on Twitter. This morning I shared a video on my Facebook, on Twitter, also on Instagram. And, it was sharing that Cristiano Ronaldo, everybody knows Cristiano Ronaldo, even if you don't like soccer or football, as they say in England, everybody knows who he is. But do you know that Cristiano Ronaldo listens or has listened? I don't know if he still listens, but has listened to Vaughn Radio. And he's a guy, obviously, who knows the importance of English. He lived in Manchester for many, many years as well. And, I shared a video. If you haven't seen it, take a look. It just blew my mind, right? Surprise you in a positive way. In fact, es un emoticono now, to blow, mind blown, como me dejó asombrado. It blew my mind. My mind was blown when I realized and when I found out that Cristiano Ronaldo, a superstar, like you guys, hey, don't think he's any better than you guys. You guys are on the same level as Cristiano Ronaldo, at least in English. In soccer, okay, we can we can have that conversation another day. So I think that's really great. And, you know, the thing is, what I realize is everybody listens to Vaughn Radio. And I don't mean everybody in the world. I mean every age group. I know, because I've been doing this for 10 years almost. I've talked to you guys. I'm out there. I'm meeting you guys. And we've got all age groups, all professions. It's such an amazing mix of people that listen to Vaughn Radio. And you guys are part of that awesome mix. So thanks for being there every day. And I just want you guys to know you're a part of something huge here. The show with no name, Vaughn Radio. And yesterday I was with Richard. As you know, we didn't have a live show because of, we had a corporate event. Dilo conmigo, corporate, no corporate, corporate, a corporate event. And, the good news is that it was wonderful. I posted a photo of Richard and I, photo con PH in English, right? Photo of Richard and I. And I just want to say something. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your comments. I mean, some of your comments brought a tear to my eye saying you and Richard and your team have revolutionized. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as I said, guys, it's that feedback that keeps us going. You know, that shows us that you guys are getting it. You guys are with the program. And so thank you. Thanks for being there every day. All right. Some more comments rolling in over here. David says, sad day, mate. Rest in peace. RIP. Professor Stephen Hawking. Absolutely. Really, really sad day. I think he was the Einstein of our generation, right? Einstein was an earlier generation, our grandparents, right? So I think the greatest mind of our generation could be Stephen Hawking. May he rest in peace. And wow, what a fascinating individual and an example of someone who will not make excuses, who will refuse to accept you can't do that. And that is what made him a great person, not just that he was brilliant. The fact that they said you're going to be sat in that chair for the rest of your life. Okay. You will not be able to speak. And he says, no one's going to tell me that I won't be able to communicate. No one's going to tell me that I won't be able to do great things. I will not accept that. And he spent his life not accepting that. And of course, the part that a lot of times is left out, omitido, conveniently, is the hard work part. And he worked his ass off. So, let's see. David says, what an amazing bloke he was. I heard him last week playing himself in a sketch on the BBC. And yeah, he wasn't just a serious, you know, he had a sense of humor and he was really, an amazing individual. And I think, today this planet shines just a little bit less brightly. It's not as bright as it was yesterday. All right. Paloma says, good morning, everybody. Ready for another amazing show. Well, great. Paloma, great to have you on board. There's my dad. Good morning, Alberto and friends from New York. What's up, Dad? Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Vero says, good morning, my dearest radio trio in the whole wide world. And all of you, sugar-free chocolate kisses. Mwah! I love those. Roberto Martinez says, good morning, Double A and Juanjo. I've just watched the video of CR7 tuning in to Vaughn Radio. And Roberto, voy a intentar duplicar esto. Wow! Yes! Nos ha puesto. Yeah, it blew my mind too. Right. And you guys know, because somebody said on my Facebook page, somebody goes, I don't like Cristiano. And you know what my answer was? Really simply, my answer was, well, I try not to judge famous people, athletes, actors, by what I think their personality is, because I don't know them. So I try and judge these people, whether I like their, whether they, you know, because you don't, you might say, I don't like the way Cristiano comes across or comes off, no? Como se presenta. But you don't know. A lot of times people have a persona that they have in front of a camera and behind the scenes. So this is why it's, we can't judge people. And that was my answer. I said, listen, I'm not saying anything about his personality when I talk about Cristiano. I'm talking about the amazing things he does and has done. As a professional, and the same thing with any actor, you know, oh, he's a jerk, but well, yeah, you don't know that though, you know, one story. So I try not to judge people I don't know by their personalities or what I think. Again, the key there is what I think they may be like, right? So, and I think it's awesome that Cristiano, as I said, all of you guys, all our listeners are winners. And speaking of winners, congratulations to Sevilla Football Club. It beat Manchester United yesterday. So this is good. Right now in champions, we've got Real Madrid and Sevilla, right? And maybe Barca. We'll see. I know they're playing coming up soon. So great. All right. Enough soccer talk. You guys know I love soccer or football, as you say here. I won't talk about soccer anymore. But hey, it's one of my things I love to talk about. One of my hobbies. In fact, guys, I tore my calf muscle playing soccer. Well, playing entre parentheses, right? Quote unquote, playing soccer. Abadin Hamdan, sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. He says, I really love you, man. Thank you so much, man. Abdani, a pleasure to have you on board. Maria Pilar said, oh, she's participating in the challenge on the app. Jose Luis Plasencia says, what's the area code of the number of the show with no name? For me, it's not enough. 636. It's 34, as I said, Jose Luis Plasencia. No sé si me has oído. He dicho country code, no, el código de España, because we are in Spain, for those of you who don't know it, is 34, right? So plus 34. 636-420-300. Okay? So, great. Some new followers over here, as always. Great to have you guys on board, as always. Let's see. Jay Hermosilla says, following on live, the pension scheme for the Spaniards' future, difficult matters. They need... Oof. J.M. Hermosilla, sorry, man. Not understand. Too much information in that tweet for me. On live, no se di- We're going to keep going. I bet this. Hey, guys, I really make an effort to understand your tweets, but sometimes I don't. I really do. All right. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. We've got a little challenge. Don't forget, we've got a challenge on the app. So if you haven't participated, me invento palabras, no participated, this place, a bell. Tell us what verb we're missing there. Este sitio me suena. And, well, in the meantime, guys, what I'm going to do right now is a spelling bee. I'm going to spell 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words, and I want you guys to tell me what these 8 words are. I'll do them twice. You can participate on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Good luck. Here we go. I want to know what the words are and what they have in common. Spelling bee time. The first word, B-O-B-S-L-E-I-G-H. Okay, this is perfect pronunciation, by the way. I'm doing that on purpose. Not everybody will pronounce as clearly as I am. But when I spell something, guys, I overpronounce just so there are no miscommunications. The second word, R-O-W-I-N-G. The third word, J-U-D-O. The fourth word, F-E-N-C-I-N-G. The next one, W-E-I-G-H-T-L-I-F-T-I-N-G. The next word, A-R-C-H-E-R-Y. The next one is like, it's three words all together. Well, they're separated. T-R-A-C-K-A-N-D-F-I-E-L-D. Okay, that's one word kind of separated there, okay? And the last one, G-Y-M-N-A-S-T-I-C-S. Don't hate me. Don't hate me. I know it's tough, right? Oh, man. All right. I know one or two of you will figure out these words in today's spelling bee the first time around. And yes, I was right. Ooh, oh, no. David Onrubia, are you kidding me? Ah, almost, dude. Just a couple mistakes there, dude. Couple mistakes. David Onrubia, you're fast. But remember, I'd prefer that you wait and get it all right. But hey, David Onrubia says, I'm going to give it a shot. I don't want to hear them a second time. Okay. But again, remember, in life, since it's not a competition, don't be ashamed to say, could you please repeat that? Remember, we don't say repeat me, right? Could you please repeat that? ¿Puedes repetir eso, por favor? All right. Here we go, guys. I'll spell the words one more time. Eight words. And I want to know what they have in common. Okay. Good luck, guys. B-O-B-S-L-E-I-G-H. R-O-W-I-N-G. Okay. The next one, J-U-D-O. The next one, F-E-N-C-I-N-G. The following word, W-E-I-G-H-T-L-I-F-T-I-N-G. ¿Ves? El ING va junto, pues solemos decirlo junto. The next one, A-R-C-H-E-R-Y. The next one, as I said, it's a series of words. I'll pause between them. T-R-A-C-K-A-N-D-F-I-E-L-D. And the last word, G-Y-M-N-A-S-T-I-C-S. Whew! Wow! Tough one, folks. All right, well, we're heading to a quick commercial break. We'll take a look at the answers to today's spelling bee, plus much, much more. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Countdown sequence initiating. 9, 8, 7, 6.
Houston, five. You copy me? Houston, we four. Have a problem. I repeat, we have a problem.
Oh no, press the red button, come on.
This one?
Yes.
Houston, problem solved. We're safely on our way to Mars.
Este verano tus hijos van a vivir un montón de aventuras en inglés. Y sin salir de Madrid, en los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tráelos a los Urban Camps y haz que se enamoren del inglés. Llama ya al 917-00-1199, 917-00-1199 o haz tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com. Urban Camps, aventuras en inglés. No las dejes escapar.
Hey,
Patri, ¿qué tal te fue la entrevista de trabajo?
Pues...
So, as I was saying, I'm very pleased to meet you, Ms. Cuenca. Your CV really impressed our recruiters. So let's begin the job interview in English.
Sorry, I'm constipated.
You're what? Oh, too much information, Miss Cuenca, too much information.
Y nada, pues que no me contrataron.
¿Cómo dices eso en una entrevista, mujer? I'm constipated no significa estoy constipada, significa estoy estreñida. Ay, Patri.
¿Ah, sí? Ay...
Deja de pasar bochornos por culpa de tu inglés. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown 911-133-5833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
Y ahí entra el equipo de niños y niñas. El monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas, rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños. Cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 911-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, un curso a su medida con los mejores profesores y el método más eficaz. Clases de 6 alumnos como máximo durante 3 meses en un horario totalmente flexible a elegir entre 1 y 2 clases semanales.
Ahora es el momento. Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales 100% método Vaughan. Clases 100% orales en grupos reducidos. Todos los niveles. Así que no pierdas ni un segundo más e infórmate ahora en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Has a show in the name.
Oh, yeah.
Has a show in the name.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right, it's one ho or another, ladies and gentlemen. And wow, so many people participating on Twitter right now in our spelling bee. And I see so many of you on board. It's great to see your names or your faces, just like in a normal class. Okay, present, there we go. Express, David, Pablo, Jester, Paloma, Norfeo, Sorina, Melena, Paco, Vero, Clay Cifuentes, right? So Hernan Romero, who said, I sent you a corny joke. I'll check it, Hernan. I will definitely see if we can get it on the air for you. All right, so that said, let's take a look at our spelling bee today. Now, what did all these things have in common, all these words? Well, a lot of you said that they're sports. Correct. But if you want to get even more specific, Olympic sports. All right. So that's what I was going for here. I decided, hey, why don't we look at some Olympic sports? I know the Winter Olympics is over, but before you know it, it'll be the Summer Olympics. And now this is interesting too, because when I was reading up on it, right now, to read up on something is to study or to investigate. I love reading up on things. Excellent phrasal verb over there. To read up on, right? So I like to read up on Stephen Hawking, right? In this case, I like to read up on Olympic events. And there are some Olympic events that were that used to exist that don't exist, and some new ones that come in every year. So it's not like a fixed permanent thing, right? Sports come and go as far as the Olympics is concerned. All right, so let's take a look at these words, which were all, as I said, Olympic sports. All right, so the first word, okay, the first word that we looked at, we're going to do both things here. I want you guys to spell it with me so you're practicing spelling, because I don't just want you to practice taking dictation. I want you to be able to spell a word when you look at it without second guessing. Okay? Now, the word is bobsleigh. We looked at this. Remember when we were looking at rides, the flying bobs, very popular ride, right? Atracción. So bobsleigh. B-O-B-S-L-E-I-G-H. Bobsleigh, right? You call this trineo, right? It's a racing sleigh. Now, in the United States, we also say the word sled, right? We say sled. So both of those words are kind of interchangeable. Bobsledding or bobsleighing, right? So bobsled is B-O-B-S-L-E-D, right? Both of those are synonyms. Bobsleigh and bobsled. And if you take out the word bob, they're both synonyms for trineo, something that you use, you know, when it snows out. I grew up my whole life, we were sledding, right? Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Right? Very classic Christmas song, sleigh bells. No, las campanas del trineo, sleigh bells. Sleigh, sled, okay? Both words are fine. And when we put the word bob before it, what we're talking about, that super fast one that looks pretty dangerous, if you ask me. So bob sled or bob sleigh. Okay? I hope you guys are spelling them as well as pronouncing these words. Okay? The next word is rowing. Rowing. Now, anyone who's ever been to Cambridge or Oxford to visit, well, they know that they're very famous for their rowing team. And there's a very famous song, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily life, row, row, row. You know what? Famous song there, row your boat. Now, what is, from the context, what does it mean to row a boat? Well, you use an oar, un remo, O-A-R, and you row the boat. right? You row the boat. And the sport is called rowing. Rowing, okay? So there's another Olympic sport, not just an Olympic sport, rowing. R-O-W-I-N-G. Spell them with me and pronounce them with me, okay, guys? All right, the third Olympic sport we're looking at here is judo. Now, remember, it's not judo in English. Judo. Judo. And it's written with a J. Some of you put a G. Cuidado con esa G y esa J, right? J, J, G, G. Esto es J. Judo. Dilo conmigo, please. Judo. No judo. 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 Which is another, it's a martial art. Fijaos, no es martial. La T-I-A es, en este caso, shh, martial. Judo is a very common martial art. And it's also an Olympic sport. Okay, judo, judo. Our next word is fencing. Fencing. F-E-N-C-I-N-G. Fencing. I hope you're saying them and spelling them and even using them in context would be fine. Have you ever tried fencing? If someone asks me that, you know what my answer is? Do you really trust me with a sword? ¿Te fías de mí con una, un sable, con un, una espada? Really? You want me a sword in my hands? I don't think fencing is the right thing for me. You call it esgrima. Fencing. No, the word fence is in there, vaya, something that separates properties, right? So fencing, fencing, right? A very popular sport as well, fencing. All right, the next one, weightlifting. Weight, now the good thing about the word weight, peso, it's a homophone for weight, espera, right? So if you know how to, everybody knows how to pronounce weight. Wait a second, wait, wait, right? Well, se pronuncia igual, weight, peso. So weightlifting, levantamiento de pesas, very literal one, right? Levantar pesas, weightlifting, right? Which then, again, in the weightlifting category, there are different subcategories, right? So there, you've got bench press, all kinds of different categories. So remember, this is the main category is weightlifting. Do you lift weights? Remember, use them in context. Why not? How often do you lift weights? What are the benefits of lifting weights? Do you consider yourself a weightlifter? One of the most popular weightlifters I've ever known or that the world's ever known is Arnold Schwarzenegger. ¿Ves? Y ahora estás usando la palabra. You're not just hearing it, hearing me say it and me spell it because, wow, congratulations, Alberto. You speak English perfectly. Right? The idea is to get you guys doing it. So make sure you use the words, you spell the words, and that way you're making the most of this exercise. Okay? Weightlifting. The next word, archery. Archery. Okay? Say it with me. Archery. Now, I think you can kind of figure this one out, right? Bow and arrow, right? Un arco, bow and arrow. Archery. Tiro con arco. Archery. Let's spell it together, okay? A-R-C-H-E-R-Y. Archery. Archery. Right? Okay? So if you, Peter Pan, for example, loved archery. And, well, you need a bow and arrow to participate in these events. A bow is the part that you hold, and the arrow is the one that goes flying. A bow and arrow. Archery. Now, have you ever tried archery, Alberto? Yes, that I've tried. I enjoyed archery. I think it's a lot of fun, in fact. Archery. Okay? It's because you have to hit a target, you have to concentrate, and it's good for people like me who need to practice stillness. Quietud. Because in archery, you got to really aim, you got to make sure that you're, you know, concentrated and still. Right, quieto, still. Archery, okay? The second to last Olympic sport that we're looking at is, as I said, two words, three words really, track and field. Now, track is where you run, right? The track is around the field. The field is where they do the javelin, where they do the pole vault and all the events that make up track and field. you say atletismo. Track and field, right? So you say them together. Again, because it's practice around the track and in the middle, in the field as well. So track and field. And be careful, guys, because I know in Spanish, if somebody is an athlete, you're talking, they do track and field. It's a very specific thing, right? But in English, an athlete is anyone who participates in sports. That's an athlete. So Cristiano Ronaldo doesn't do track and field, but he's an athlete, right? In English, I think in Spanish, atleta means strictly that you do track and field. Whereas in English, we would talk about Tiger Woods or any, you know, any athlete, anybody who plays sports as an athlete. So in English, it's a much broader term than in Spanish, okay? And the last one, careful with the spelling here, right? I saw a lot of people put gymnastics con I latina, es Y. All right, so let's say the word, because it's got the M and the N, which can be a bit tricky. Gymnastics. Gym, right? Ya sabéis la palabra gym. Gymnastics, right? Gimnasia. Gymnastics. And this is spelled, spell it with me, guys. G-Y-M-N-A. Now, this is a perfect example. When you have the M and the N next to each other, you better pronounce them well, or else they're not going to write down the right word, right? So let's pronounce it. I really want you to focus on the Y, la Y, que todo el mundo no sé por qué se olvida de esa. And I want you to focus on the M and the N. N, la boca está abierta. M acaba cerrada. Ready? G-Y-M-N-A-S-T-I-C-S. Gymnastics. And the person who does gymnastics is called a gymnast. A gymnast. All right, guys? So excellent job. Juanjo, a nice round of applause. Great job, amigos. Really good work today. All right, well, I'll tell you what, guys. We've got a lot of stuff to do still on the show, so I'm thinking we can take a look at today's news report. Juanjo, let's get this show on the road.
Report on the show with no name.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. You know it. It's the news report only on the show with no name. And well, as always, amigos, we've got, some interesting, crazy things to talk about as always. And this is where we look at current events. But, what we try and do is avoid like political things and, you know, the stuff that we're sick of hearing about on the news, right? In fact, I don't watch the news for that reason. I don't want to be inundated with negativity or anything like that. So what we do is we share weird news. Say that word with me. Weird. Raro. Right? I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? How funny is that? That the moment I bring up the word weird, Richard Brown walks into the building. Now, I did not plan that, but that's Richard Brown for you. All right, well, guys, I call this story Salty Tooth. Salty Tooth, what the hell does that mean? Well, it doesn't really mean anything, but I'm going somewhere. Now, as I said, Richard Brown, I was teaching how to pronounce the word weird, because sometimes that can be weird, strange, the pronunciation, and you pop there, speak of the devil, weird, and guess who comes through the door? And
Mr.
I said,
weird.
Call it serendipity, call it whatever you will. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, you know him, and if you haven't recognized his voice yet, then you're not regular Vaughn. I don't even know how to pronounce the company I work for. You're not regular Vaughn listeners, but I'm sure you know who he is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Richard Brown.
Nice.
Juanjo and Nacho are going to kill you, by the way.
I know. How are you?
Okay, man. Great, great.
Good.
Excited. I was just, we're just playing, as we always do on the show, you know, using social media to interact with the students, which is a lot of fun, and especially if they play along, right?
Yeah.
I always say, if they didn't play along, we'd have to, close up shop with the social media, but since they get it, they use the social media in a great way, we're always playing over here on the show. Now, tell us, Richard Brown, tell us about your show. It's called?
It's called English English, but I think I'm going to change the name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do we want to get some suggestions from the listeners? Or?
Well, I was going to call, because, I do my show on my word maps.
I love them.
So I thought I'd call it Word Maps.
Or Clusterfuck.
Yeah.
No, but hey, guys, if you listen to Richard Brown's show, why don't you shoot us some ideas now? What you want to call? Because this show didn't have a name and it just stayed that way.
Yeah, and you asked our listeners for lots of brilliant suggestions, and they came
up. We got great ones.
They came up with brilliant ones, but you didn't listen to them.
Do you know why? Because the show with no name just stuck.
Because it's cool. I love your title.
It's stuck.
Yeah, it's
and awesome. You know what? What's your show about? Well, it's a variety show.
Exactly.
Depends on the day.
It's nice. I love your title.
You know, we're always playing. That's the key here.
Yeah.
And so what time's your show on for our listeners? I'm sure they've all heard the show, but just in case.
It's at 1:30. 1:30 every afternoon.
That was very American of you.
Yeah, 1:30.
You didn't say half past.
Half past one. Yeah, so
what are we looking at today?
I don't know. I'm in bed yet.
I love what you've been doing with names.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, I really, really, because,
I did this series.
I'm an idea, but I'm like, I never thought of that. That's great.
I did this series on, names that are verbs.
That mean something, sure.
Yeah.
Like Mark.
Mark.
Mark your calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mark my words.
Mark my words. Right. Jack.
Now, Richard, the short version of Richard means something, but we won't get... Dick.
Yes.
But we won't get into...
No.
It's the male member.
Yeah, but it can be but it can also be a verb, to dick around.
To dick around, right.
Yeah, but you guys use that more than we do.
Yeah, we say, man, you dicked me. You screwed me over.
Yeah, okay.
Right, it's not a positive
thing. It's like playing about sometimes as well.
Sure, so stop dicking around. Stop dicking around.
Mucking around.
Faffing about. I love
that. Faffing around.
I've picked up a lot of British vocabulary along the way. I imagine you've done that too, since you've been working at Vaughn for so long with Americans as well.
Yeah.
Your English has become more universal.
I never used to say the word awesome.
And now you use it all
now
the time.
Now I use it all the time.
Well,
and that's your fault.
Well, guess what?
I hold you personally responsible.
Well, I hold you responsible for me using the word brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay.
So tell us, what time's the show? Give us the information.
It's at half past one.
Half past
and,
one.
And, so I do my show on one single word.
Right.
And I just do it to bits. I kill it.
Right.
And I've just published, actually, the word map on yesterday's show on my Twitter, which is @RBROWNSWAT or R Brown Sweat.
You know, you can change that, by the way.
I know, but I will one
just
day.
Put R Brown. R Brown, maybe it's available.
Yeah,
you never know.
Okay.
R Brown English,
So I've just published yesterday's word map, which actually, as it happens, is on the word Jack.
Jack. I don't know Jack about that.
Well, there you go. I didn't mention that.
There's an American.
There's not enough space
American.
On my word
Jack.
Map.
You doesn't know Jack Squat.
Yeah, Jack Shit as well.
Yeah, Jack Shit. Jack.
Nothing.
A less vulgar way to say it is, my parents went on vacation and they brought me Jack Squat.
Right.
Which is nothing.
You need to tweet that so I can move it around because that's a great addition to yesterday's program. Yeah, so we do, the verbs like to jack something in. You jack in your job.
We
did mention to jack off.
Hey, you know what? What I tell the students, we don't want to be vulgar, but I think it's important that they know vulgar uses of words
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just to recognize them, not to use them.
Exactly. But, I mean, you come across this in so many films.
Come across. Love that one.
Yeah.
Love that one. Well, Richard,
if that's gone, no?
We've got a couple challenges open over here.
Cool.
Because, we're always challenging the listeners. So Maybe we can solve what I do with the app. I use it as a pop quiz.
Okay.
So every question I ask them on the app, they should know the answer to because we've seen it.
Yep.
Okay.
Got you.
So it's a great way to review by playing a game, right? So they have to fill in the blank. This place, a bell.
Okay.
You can give us the answer. We're ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Shall I give it to you?
Give it to us.
This place rings a bell.
That's right. The correct answer was rings. Now, what's the mistake that you hear? I'm not even going to say anything.
It sounds a bell.
Or it rings me. Have you heard that one?
Or it rings me a bell, yeah.
And I saw a few of our listeners put it rings me. It's not reflexive in English. It rings a bell. You're not included in that statement. It's like explain me, they say. It's like explain it. You don't have to say to me. If I'm asking you, it's not necessary.
Exactly.
Right. So we prefer to talk about what needs to be explained instead of the person that it needs to be explained to. It's another way to look at it.
Exactly.
So this place rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar. Be careful that you don't put rings me a bell. And, great, great. You guys are on fire. You're on a roll, as I taught you the other day. 82% of the listeners got it right over there.
That is quite stunning.
Oh, they're good. They're good. Great job.
Astounding result.
Well, you know what? I also, you know, it's vocabulary that they should know, as I said, if they're paying attention. Should we give them another one?
Go on.
Because I like to give two pop quizzes on the app throughout the show, the first hour, the second hour. And should we give them, here's the thing, should we give them a hard one or an easy one, Richard?
Give him a hard one.
I'm going to leave it in your hand.
Give him a hard one.
Okay, well, this is perfect because this describes Richard and me to a T.
Oh, God.
And we know it because it takes one to know one, an expression I showed you guys the other day. All right, so let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Okay, there's a to his madness. There's an order. Don't say the word. Uh-huh. So,
I wouldn't use the article there.
Oh, okay. Well, it's fine. It's good to know. Good to know. We will look at it, but it's basically a way of saying that he's crazy, but he knows what he's doing.
And in fact, this is a quote.
Oh, I didn't know.
From
that.
Hamlet.
Ah.
Yeah, Shakespeare came up with this idea.
There
right?
you go, guys. So you need
it's
to know this.
A quote from Hamlet,
one,
so right? you can Wikipedia that.
There's a to his madness. And that means that, like Richard says, Richard Vaughn about us, he goes, I know you guys are crazy, but I know you know what you're doing. So, guys, if you want to participate, remember, download the Vaughn Radio app. And you know what? Before you get going, I didn't plan this. Today's Double Trouble uses a person's name.
Cool.
And I didn't plan this.
That's
so,
awesome.
Guys, I didn't plan it. So
all ties together.
I love it when it works like that. All right. Well, guys, here's today's Double Trouble. We'll give you a chance to think it through during the commercial break. Remember, you have to use the same word twice. All right. Oh, well, I'm lying. It didn't tie in perfectly. The one for today is not someone's name. Oh. That's tomorrow's.
Well, that's okay.
All right. Well, I'll give you today's one. Basta ya. Tienes mucho trabajo por delante. You have to use the same word twice. Basta ya, right? Que tienes mucho trabajo por delante. Forget what I said about a person's name. That's tomorrow's. Well, you got to jump on tomorrow. All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. Make sure you tune in to Richard's show today at
1:30.
1:30. Well, we'll have fun with, not words, ideas. I hate the word words.
Yeah.
I think we'll call them ideas more.
Okay.
Because you can expand on an idea. Word is kind of, there's the word. All right, guys, you know what that music means. We'll be back in two, so stick around.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 911-335833. 911-335833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
¿Quieres obtener el certificado Cambridge First? Ya puedes prepararte con Vaughan, curso de preparación de exámenes para el Cambridge First Exam con profesores que son Speaking Examiners de Cambridge. Expertos y altamente preparados en la enseñanza, con un gran conocimiento de los exámenes, las técnicas y prácticas empleadas para lograr llevar a cabo el examen con éxito. Llama ya al 911-333-5833. Si tienes un nivel B2 y quieres obtener el certificado Cambridge First,
test, pero desconoces el funcionamiento del examen? Necesitas ayuda y práctica para presentarte bien preparado y poder enfrentarte a la prueba con mayor seguridad y confianza. Llama ya al 91-133-5833 y pregunta por el curso preparatorio de exámenes oficiales de inglés con Vaughan. 91-133-5833. Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso y esos años no te